Dewey, Dewey, do, where are you? He's on our AT&T line right this very moment. Dewey Steffen, the CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Great Lakes Wealth. It's Michael Patrick Shields with you, too. GreatLakesWealth.us is where you can find him, or you can turn up your radio right now. He's got the stock market numbers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Michael Patrick. Yes, yesterday's closing prices, the Dow was up 194.55 to 32,432. The S&P was up 6.54 to 3,977. And the NASDAQ was down 55.12 to 11,769. And this morning, the futures are, the Dow is down approximately 6. The S&P is down approximately 3. The NASDAQ is down approximately 18. WTI crude oil is currently at $73.30. COMEX gold is currently at $1,953. Bitcoin is currently at $26,904. And the U.S. one-year treasury now has a yield of approximately 4.57%.
You're still kind of big on gold right now, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it.
At Great Lakes Wealth, their mission is to provide Wall Street solutions with Main Street values to their clients and the communities they serve. You can go to GreatLakesWealth.us. And Dewey, Senate Republicans are kicking off an effort to do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Is paying for college sometimes part of the equation for the people who come and do their investing with you at Great Lakes Wealth?
Well, sure, certainly. In our world, knowledge is power, and the university system is still a place of higher learning and an entryway into the workforce. It's certainly not the only way these days, but absolutely, we do think that education is a key part of one's future.
Time is running out for time to file your taxes this year, too, and there are some changes to be aware of when you check with your CPA. Very often, like in my case, my CPA has to collaborate with my financial investment advice that I get from Great Lakes Wealth, and I imagine that keeps you all very busy connecting at this time of year.
Well, we don't have the same deadlines and pressures that the accountants do. It's April 18th this year, Tuesday. So keep that in mind.
Here it comes, tax day. And you can't avoid two things, and I won't say what they are. It's MPS.